The Wildcats and Lady Cats cross country teams ran in their first major meet of the season in Tyler Saturday. We get results from cross country coach Andy Holt.
There's a lot of teams there. I think varsity boys, there were 19 teams, and varsity girls, about 15 or 16 teams. So, you know, and it's usually all East Texas. So, and it's a lot of our district opponents. Not every one of them was there, but just about every one of them was there. And it's a good race. It's there at the UT Tyler campus. It's you know, very pretty, and it's got some hills and challenging. It's a very good cross country course, and our kids performed well. On the girls' side, we placed fourth. And on the boys' side, we placed sixth. So, I mean, we were very pleased on how we finished. And it was a great start to the year for us. And, you know, just excited the way we started.
Tell us about some individuals and how they did for you.
Yeah, on the girls' side, we had Madeline Massey lead the way. She finished 16th overall and ran a 22:14. And then Miranda Pierce was right behind her, I think 10 seconds behind her. Placing 21st. So those two kind of led the way for us. And then Grace Grafton was our third best runner. And, you know, those three, you know, ran really well and are in good shape right now. You know, kind of rounding out the team, Taylor Robinson, a freshman, was our fourth best runner, which is exciting to see, especially with all the seniors that we have on our team this year. It's exciting to see that she's in there, you know, mixing it up. And then I believe fifth was Summer Brooks, another new addition to the program. She's a sophomore this year. She didn't get a chance to run last year, but is running this year and running well. And then we had Lauren Helm and Star Resendez kind of round out the top seven for us. And like I said, I was pleased with all of them and how they ran. And, you know, it was a good start. On the boys' side, we were led by Jacob Gatewood, who placed fifth. And he ran a really good race. I'm excited for him. And he's, you know, all week he was just talking about how he was excited and ready to go run. And he showed it from the start to the end. He got up there with the front group and stayed with them. And I think 10 seconds kind of separated him in second place. First place, you know, kind of jumped out there a little bit ahead, and I think he ended up beating everybody by about 30 seconds. But, you know, he was right there with that group and competed well. Nathan Mabry was our next finisher for the boys. I believe he finished around 24th. And then Carter White was third, and, I was pleased with how they ran. You know, I know that Carter doesn't like that course. He hadn't done well. He's a senior, and he hadn't done well on it. And, you know, he still ran well. I was pleased the way he fought and competed. And then we had Will Fain and Tanner Ramirez round out the top five. So it's exciting right now. On the boys' side, you know, we had Pine Tree and Hallsville ahead of us. And, you know, we kind of knew that going in, that both of their programs right now have some talented runners. And that's our goal right now, is to try to go see if we can catch one of them and maybe both of them. On the girls' side, we beat everybody in our district, which is exciting to see. And the same thing I told them is it's the beginning. It's, you know, it's the first race. You don't win a district championship on September 6th. So we're just going to keep working hard and keep fighting. And hopefully on October 22nd, when we have that district race, you know, we'll be ready.
KSST Sports.